or tapes of End Time Meetings, Deliverance Services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Friday afternoon, August the 31st, 1990. Labor Day weekend teaching and deliverance camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. This is a deliverance service. The Moody's will be ministering.
To those of you who are new here to the campground this week, Brother and Sister Moody come from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. She's a retired school teacher, and he is a engineer, civil engineer, unretired, works every day when he's not here or ministering at home, and in between his engineering, why, he's a deliverance. Well, they got some names for us. We'll not name them. And we believe, we and they believe in deliverance, and he's a teacher of it and a doer of what he teaches. And we've got a manual that he has put together from studies mostly done here. That is very good for those of you who want to learn about deliverance. And we've got some back there on the table. We've been in the process of, for about a year, printing it into condensing some of it and printing it. And when we got through, Kevin just finished this week printing the last page of it. And when we got through, it's still almost as big as the one before we started, because it kept adding things along the way all the time to it before we got it printed. So anyway, he's going to teach probably out of some of that, or maybe something new, I don't know. But Gene, come and teach whatever the Lord's given us this afternoon, and then we'll practice what you teach.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Glenn. Yeah, I'm really awed. Last time I got ready to get up here to teach, God really moved on me. I really don't know what is happening in my life. But last few times I've gone to church or come up here, God has really moved on me. And I really don't know what God has done in my life. It seems like I go to church. We went down when Linda was with us. We went up to see Reggie and Pam, which some of you know. And I just sat in church and cried. It seemed like what I did. And God was really moving on me. And God really moved on me today. And I'm awed right now. I have an awe of the Lord. And I hope I can impart that to you through this lesson. And I think as teachers, we should have an awe of the Lord. I think it's very important to have an awe of the Lord as we teach. And I'm awed. I'm awed by the position that God has put me in. I don't take teaching lightly. I take it very seriously. This is a heavy lesson. It's heavy in Scripture, and it's heavy in content. Okay, I'd like you to get your Bibles out. We're going to go through the Bible and see what God has to say. One of the things the Lord told me, and I told David, and I'll just tell you, is the Lord told me today that I have the same spirit that David does. I thought, well, praise God. You know, David and I are of the same spirit. We're in one accord. Thank God for that. Hope to see David back up here many times again. Okay, let's start out. We're going to walk through the Bible, as we do so often, see what God has to say about this subject. You're probably wondering what subject I'm going to teach about, and the title is Respect, Fear, and Nervousness. Genesis 43:23. And hopefully all these are in chronological order and make it easy on us. And he said, "Peace be to you, fear not. Your God and the God of your father hath given you treasure in your sacks. I had your money," and he brought Simeon out unto them. "Peace be to you, fear not." Exodus 9:20. Exodus chapter 9, verse 20. "He that feared the word of the Lord among the servants of Pharaoh made his servants and his cattle flee into the houses. He that feared the word of the Lord." Chapter 15, verse 11. Chapter 15, verse 11. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? Fearful in praises, doing wonders. Leviticus 19:3. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 3. You shall fear every man, his mother and his father, and keep my Sabbath. I am the Lord your God. Fear every man, his mother and his father, and keep my Sabbath. Deuteronomy 1:21. Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 21. Behold, the Lord thy God hath set the land before thee. Go up and possess it, as the Lord God of thy fathers hath said unto thee. Fear not, neither be discouraged. Fear not, neither be discouraged. Chapter 6, verse 24. Chapter 6, verse 24. And the Lord commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God for our good always, that he might preserve us alive as it is at this day. And the Lord commanded us to do these statutes, to fear the Lord. Chapter 8, verse 6. Chapter 8, verse 6. Therefore thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways and to fear him. To walk in his ways and to fear him. Chapter 28, 67. Chapter 28, verse 67. In the morning thou shalt say, Would God it were even. And at even thou shalt say, Would God it were morning. For the fear of thine heart wherewith thou shalt fear, and for the sight of thine eyes which thou shalt see. For the fear of thine heart wherewith thou shalt fear. Chapter 31, verse 6. Chapter 31, verse 6. Be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He shall not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. Chapter 31, verse 12. Verse 12. Gather the people together, men and women and children, and thy stranger that is within thy gates, that they may hear, that they may learn, and fear the Lord your God, and observe to do all the words of this law. Fear the Lord your God, and observe to do all the words of this law. Observe to do all the words of this law. Joshua 24:14. Joshua 24:14. Now therefore fear the Lord, and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood, and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. Therefore fear the Lord, and serve him in sincerity and in truth. Judges 6:23. Judges chapter 6, verse 23. And the Lord said unto him, Peace be unto thee, fear not, thou shalt not die. Peace be unto thee, fear not. 2 Kings 17:35. With whom the Lord hath made a covenant and charged them, saying, Ye shall not fear other gods, nor bow yourselves to them, nor serve them, nor sacrifice to them. Ye shall not fear other gods. 2 Chronicles 19:9. 2 Chronicles 19:9. And he charged them, saying, Thus shall you do in the fear of the Lord, faithfully and with a perfect heart. He charged them, Thus shall you do in the fear of the Lord. Job 3:25. Job chapter 3, verse 25. For the thing which I greatly feared is come upon me, and that which I was afraid of is come unto me. For the thing which I greatly feared is come upon me. 21:9. Chapter 21, verse 9. Their houses are safe from fear, neither is the rod of God upon them. Their houses are safe from fear. 28:28. 28:28. And unto man he said, Behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding. Behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. Psalms 15:4. Psalms 15:4. In whose eyes a vile person is contemned, but he that honoreth them that fear the Lord, He that sweareth to his own hurt and changeth not. But he honoreth them that fear the Lord. 23:4. 23:4. This is an excellent chapter for this subject. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. If we were to read that chapter, it would really make us feel good. Let's just do it. Okay, follow after me. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Didn't that make you feel good? Praise God. 25:14. 25:14. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him. Chapter 74, verse 20. Chapter 74, verse 20. Have respect unto the covenant, for the dark places of the earth are full of the habitations of cruelty. Have respect unto the covenant. 89:7. 89:7. God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints, and to be had in reverence of all them that are about him. God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints. What is the assembly of the saints? Are we in the assembly of the saints? Well, that tells me we should fear the Lord here.
Amen.
Right here in the assembly of the saints. Or in your church. Or where the saints assemble. 96:4. 96:4. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. He is to be feared above all gods. 96:9. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Fear before him all the earth. 119:6. 119:6. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. When I have respect unto all thy commandments. Verse 15. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. And have respect unto thy ways. Verse 117. Hold thou me up, and I shall be safe. I will have respect unto thy statutes continually. And I will have respect unto thy statutes continually. 147:11. The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him, in those that hope in his mercy. The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him. Proverbs 8:13. Proverbs 8:13. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogancy, and the evil way and the forward mouth do I hate. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. 10:24. 10:24. The fear of the wicked, it shall come upon him, but the desire of the righteous shall be granted. The fear of the wicked, it shall come upon him. 14:26. 14:26. In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence. Verse 27. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, and to depart from the snares of death. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life. 15:33. 15:33. The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility. The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom. 23:17. 23:17. Let not thine heart envy sinners, but be thou in the fear of the Lord all the day long. But be thou in the fear of the Lord all the day long. 28:14. 28:14. Happy is the man that feareth alway, but he that hardeneth his heart shall fall into mischief. Happy is the man that feareth alway. 29:25. The fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. The fear of man bringeth a snare. Ecclesiastes 12:13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Fear God, keep His commandments. This is the whole duty of man. This is the whole duty of man. Isaiah 8:13. Sanctify the Lord of hosts Himself, and let Him be your fear, let Him be your dread. 14:3. Chapter 14, verse 3. And it shall come to pass in the day that the Lord shall give thee rest from thy sorrow, and from thy fear, and from the hard bondage wherein thou wast made to serve. And the Lord shall give thee rest from thy sorrow and from thy fear. 17:7. At that day shall a man look to his Maker, and his eyes shall have respect to the Holy One of Israel. 41:14. Fear not, thou worm Jacob, and ye men of Israel. I will help thee, saith the Lord, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Fear not, thou worm Jacob. Fear not, thou worm preachers. Fear not, preachers. Fear not, Christian leaders. Fear not, Christians. I got a kick out of that one. Fear not, thou worm Jacob. He's probably acting like a worm. Okay, 44:8. Fear ye not, neither be afraid. Have I not told thee from that time, and have declared it? Ye are even my witnesses. Is there a God beside me? Yea, there is no God. I know not any. Fear ye not, neither be afraid. Daniel 5:19. And for the majesty that it gave him, all people, nations, and languages trembled and feared before him. Whom he would he slew, and whom he would he kept alive, and whom he would he set up, and whom he would he put down. All people, nations, and languages trembled and feared before him. Malachi 1:6. Malachi 1:6. A son honoreth his father, and a servant his master. If then I be a father, where is mine honor? And if I be a master, where is my fear? Saith the Lord of hosts unto you, O priests, that despise my name, and you say, wherein have we despised thy name? If I be a master, where is my fear? Early, and I heard that as a prophecy in a church one time, and it caused the church to enter into dead silence. Chapter 3, verse 16. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord that thought upon his name. A book of remembrance was written for them that feared the Lord. Praise God. You realize that there'll be some things written in that book that happened in this camp meeting? Just think about that. Matthew 6:30. Matthew 6:30. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall He not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Eight twenty-six. And He said unto them, Why are you fearful, O ye of little faith? Then He arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. Why are you fearful, O ye of little faith? Why are you fearful, O ye of little faith? 10:28. And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Fear not them which kill the body, are not able to kill the soul. Luke chapter 12, verse 5. But I will forewarn you whom you shall fear. Fear him which after he hath killed hath power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him. Fear him which after he hath killed hath power to cast into hell. 21:26. Men's hearts failing them for fear, and looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. Men's hearts failing them for fear, and we will probably see that shortly. Romans 8:15. Romans chapter 8, verse 15. If you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. 2 Corinthians 1:7. 2 Corinthians 1:7. And our hope of you is steadfast, knowing that you are partakers of the suffering, so you shall also be of the consolation. No, I'm sorry, 2 Corinthians 7:1. Let's go to 7:1, not 1:7, 7:1. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirits, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Perfecting holiness in the fear of God. How are you going to perfect holiness? In the fear of God. Ephesians 5:21. Ephesians chapter 5:21. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. We submit one to another in the fear of God. There's a lot to that. 5:33. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. And the wife see that she reverence her husband. Philippians 2:12. Philippians chapter 2, verse 12. Wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. 2 Timothy 1:7. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. For God hath not given us a spirit of fear. Well, where did it come from? Right. 1 Peter 2:18. 1 Peter 2:18. Servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the froward. Servants, be subject to your masters with all fear. Would that apply today? How about your jobs today? Okay, chapter 3, verse 2. While they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear. While they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear. 1 John 4:18. 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear. Revelations 21:8. Revelations 21:8. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. The fearful shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire. Are you fearful? Okay, everybody stand up. Take a stretch. It's after lunch. I don't want anybody getting sleepy on me. And I get everybody to stretch after I go through the Bible, and then we're going to go on down into the more of the lesson. Praise God. Nice to have a good meal. It's also nice to get your blood flowing again. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Now, that's a walk through the Bible, showing you what God has to say about respect and fear. And actually, there's many, many verses in the Bible about fear. Okay, why don't you go ahead and sit down, and we'll continue down through the lesson. What is fear? Fear, an unpleasant, often strong emotion caused by anticipation or awareness of this emotion, a state marked by this emotion, anxious concern, solicitude, profound reverence and awe, especially towards God, reason for alarm and danger. Do you have profound reverence and awe, especially towards God? are some definitions. Fear, dread, fright, alarm, panic, terror, trepidation mean painful agitation in the presence or anticipation of danger. Fear is the most general term and implies anxiety and usually a loss of courage. Dread usually adds the idea of intense reluctance to face or meet a person or situation and suggests aversion as well as anxiety. Fright implies a shock of sudden, startling fear. Alarm suggests a sudden and intense awareness of immediate danger. Panic implies unreasoning and overmastering fear causing hysterical activity. Terror implies the most extreme degree of fear. Trepidation also adds to dread the implications of timidity, trembling, and hesitation. Fearful, apprehensive, afraid mean disturbed by fear. Fearful implies often a timorous or worrying temperament. The child is fearful of loud noises. Apprehensive suggests a state of mind and implies a premonition of evil or danger. Apprehensive that war would break out. Are you apprehensive that war will break out? Afraid often suggests weakness or cowardice and regularly implies inhibition of action or utterance. Afraid to speak the truth. How about that, preachers? Are you afraid to speak the truth? How about fear mentioned in the Bible? Fear is used frequently in the Word of God. Some definitions of fear are terror, sorrow, tremble, fright, reverence, dread, rage, anger, timid, afraid, pain, caution, and horror. All right, what is reverential fear? Reverential fear means fear, fearful, dread, terrible, terror, that ought to be feared, be afraid, reverence, be feared, be had in reverence, terrible acts, terrible things, affright, make afraid, and put in fear. The number of times that reverence means fear is significant. Should we respect and or fear the Lord? In recent years, I have told people not to fear the Lord or to be deathly afraid of Him, but to have enough respect for God that they would obey His word. All right, as most of you know, Early and I do a lot of counseling with people, and it's not uncommon for someone to have a deathly fear of God. They've got the wrong type of fear of God. So we try to explain this to them. You know, you respect God. You respect God enough to obey His word, to follow His commandments. But you don't have a deathly fear of God. Satan causes many Christians to fear lost salvation and implies that God is a harsh God that wants to hit people with a big stick as soon as they do anything wrong. Instead of respecting God, they fear God. We need to fear the judgments of God. God is holy and righteous and will not compromise His word. Do you fear the judgments of God? I recommend you fear the judgments of God. We should respect God's covenant, commandments, ways, statutes, and being. Okay, I'm going to read you some verses. Have respect unto the covenant. Have respect unto the covenant. Okay, it's emphasizing covenant. When I have respect unto all thy commandments, and have respect unto thy ways, and I will have respect unto thy statutes continually, statutes, and his eyes shall have respect to the Holy One of Israel, the Holy One of Israel. Is God holy? Is He the Holy One? Does He want us to treat Him that way? Absolutely. Some of the body of Christ want to dwell on the God of love and not the God of judgment. God's love is balanced with God's judgment. Most people do not want to think about God's judgment. We want to think about God's love and what He will do for us. We do not want to think about what is our part of the covenant with God and what we are supposed to do for the Lord. This study has indicated to me that we need to have a very healthy respect and fear for God and His holiness. We actually need to have somewhat of a fear for God so that we don't take Him and His word lightly and casually. We should fear God in the manner indicated in the Bible. Do not take God for granted. Do you take God for granted? Is He your McDonald God? Are there benefits from fearing God? Is there a positive side to fearing God? Absolutely. There are many benefits that accrue to the person that fears God. That person will work at keeping God's commandments and will be blessed rather than cursed. The list of selected scriptures used above indicate that we can have peace, be encouraged, be strong and of good courage, fear not nor be afraid, not fear other gods, houses are safe from fear, be instructed in wisdom, will be honored by God, fear no evil, receive the secret of the Lord, takes pleasure in those that fear Him, have strong confidence, drink at the fountain of life, be happy, have rest, be written in the book of remembrance, perfecting holiness through the fear of God, and work out our salvation. Okay, I'll just sort of summarize that again. We can have rest, peace, calmness, sleep, and quietness that comes from God. To obtain these benefits, we must respect and reverence God and dread His judgment. So you can have rest, peace, calmness, sleep, and quietness. Do you want those? Who doesn't? What does it take other than mentally fearing God? Fear is an emotion or state of mind. We need to do more than just think about God in this manner. We need to put feet to our thoughts and walk the Christian walk, not just talk the Christian talk. The verses that we used above tell us to keep the Sabbath and His statutes, walk in His ways, observe all the words of the law, serve God in sincerity and truth, hate evil, keep His commandments, perfect holiness towards God, submit ourselves one to another, wives reverence their husbands, work out our salvation, be subject to our masters, have a chaste conversation, and love God and man. Should we fear death? Death is the ultimate fear for most people. Should a Christian fear death? For a Christian, death is leaving this life on earth for a better life in heaven. It is walking into eternal life with God. It is leaving an imperfect body for a perfect body. Do you fear death? We should not fear death. What should we do? We should walk out our salvation with fear and trembling and prepare to die. Are you preparing to die? We should love God, trust in God, and relax in His peace. If we can't trust God for the here and now, how are we going to trust God for the here and after? How about that? You are trusting your eternity to God. You believe that God will take care of your eternity. I mean, you're risking your whole eternity on what you believe about God. Well, if you do that, why can't you trust Him in the here and now? It should be much easier to trust Him in the here and now than trust Him for all eternity. Nervous habits. Let's look at several definitions. Nervousness, originating in or affected by the nerves, easily excited or irritated, jumpy, timid, apprehensive, tending to produce nervousness or agitation, uneasy, appearing or acting unsteady, erratic or irregular. Nervous breakdown, an attack of mental or emotional disorder of sufficient severity to be incapacitation, especially when requiring hospitalization. I got a kick out of this one. Are you a nervous Nelly? A timid or worrisome person. That's in the dictionary. Nervous Nelly. Do you have nervous habits? Habit. Manner of conducting oneself. Bearing, bodily appearance, or makeup, especially as indicative of one's capabilities and condition. The prevailing disposition or character of a person's thoughts and feelings. Mental makeup. A settled tendency or usual manner of behavior, a behavior pattern acquired by frequent repetition or physiologic exposure that shows itself in regularity or increased facility of performance, an acquired mode of behavior that has become nearly or completely involuntary. Addiction. Are you addicted to nervous habits? Habit, practice, usage, custom, and wont mean a way of acting fixed through repetition. Habit implies a doing unconsciously and often compulsively. Practice suggests an act or method followed with regularity and usually through choice. Usage suggests a customary action so generally followed that it has become a social norm. Custom applies to a practice or usage so steadily associated with an individual or group as to have almost the force of unwritten law. Wont usually applies to an habitual manner, method, or practice distinguishing an individual or group. Now, David will relate to this. As all of you know, I'm an engineer, and I'm still an engineer. I've been practicing engineer for 35 years. I get a lot of kidding from my friends and relatives because I'm a creature of habit, and I try to develop good habits. if I can develop good habits, that's just one less thing I got to worry about. So I encourage you to develop good habits. Faith, trust, and love of God. We need to be fearless or free from fear. We do not need to be fearful, apprehensive, or afraid. Perfect love casts out fear. Perfect love of who? Right. Perfect love of God. If you have a perfect love of God, you're not going to be fearful. Why won't you be fearful if you have a perfect love of God? Because you're looking to the Lord to help you through. You're not looking to yourself. Perfect love of God drives away fear of man and fear of what will happen to you. Now, we're going to do something we've never done before. I didn't tell Earlene about that. Get your Bibles out and turn to 2 Timothy 4:8. And you don't need to turn to yours, Earlene. Just come up here with me. Because we're going to do this out of King James. 2 Timothy 4:8. I'm always getting Earlene to do things that I didn't tell her about. 2 Timothy 4:8. Most of you probably memorized that. I did. Our pastor in our church got us to memorize that many years ago. For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Now, I'm going to do something that I like to do, but I'm not very good at. Okay? You remember how to sing that early? No? It's going to be you and I.
All right.
Okay. 2 Timothy 1:8. I'm sorry. 2 Timothy chapter 1, 4:8. 4:8. I'm sorry.
7
and 8. Yeah. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear three times, and then you say, but of power and of love and a sound mind. We've sung this many times. Let's see if we can get it here. God has not given us a spirit of fear. God has not given us a spirit of fear. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Let's do it again. God has not given us a spirit of fear. God has not given us a spirit of fear. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Hallelujah. Thank you, Ellie. I like that one. That's one of my favorites. Demonic fear comes from Satan, not God. Shall he not much more clothe you? Do not be fearful about what you shall eat or drink or how you will be clothed. Why are you fearful, O ye of little faith? Have faith in God and get rid of your fear. Nervous habits stem from the emotion of fear. For the Christian, nervous habits stem from the lack of faith and trust in God and His provisions. They stem from trusting in yourself or man rather than God. What are you hiding from? What are you afraid of? Did your parents abuse you as a child? Does your husband or wife mistreat you? What have people done to you as a child to cause you to fear? Notice, where do your nervous habits come from? Where does your fear come from? Should wives fear their husbands? Now, I'm really going to have some fun with this, and the wives are going to get upset at me. I saw something I've never seen before. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. And the wife see that she reverence her husband. In this verse, reverence, phobe, P-H-O-B-E, means to be terrified, affrighted, afraid. Now, I got that out of Young's. Now, either Young's is right or wrong. Here is a good verse for you women to ponder. Are you reverencing your husband? If not, what are the consequences to your marriage and family? Earlene, do you reverence Glenn? Gene?
Yeah.
Get right, man. Okay. Right. You're not going to stay. You're next. Irma, do you reverence Glenn? Patty, do you reverence Kevin? Where's Darlene? Darlene, do you reverence David? Okay, now I'm not going to leave the men out. Should husbands love their wives? Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as it is fit in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. These four little verses are the keys to a perfect family in God. We developed about a 25-page lesson on the family. And you could throw it all away and just take those four little verses and live up to them, and you'd cover it. For you husbands, this love, agapeo, is the love of Christ. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. This verse spells it out clearly for you men. You know what Christ gave for the church, his life. Now, men, Gene, do you love Earlene? Glenn, do you love Irma? Kevin, hey, Kevin, do you love Patty? He's around here somewhere. Probably can hear us. David, do you love Darlene? Now, there's a little humor to that, but that's real serious. I'm not making a joke here. That's serious. Do you? I'm asking you, do you? And people I didn't call, I picked on those who I knew I could pick on. The rest of you, do wives, do you reverence your husbands? Husbands, do you love your wife in the way that I've read it here? Praise God, Dusty. Now, characteristics, we're going to get into some demons here. But characteristics that would fall into this would be like bad habits of thinking and reacting, common demon groupings, fears, psychoneurosis, schizophrenia and paranoia, schizophrenia and related diseases. And I've got a list of demons that go along with us. Okay. Now, okay, y'all stand up. I'm going to take a glass of water here and take a drink, and then we're going to do some praying. Okay, I want you to pray after me. Lord Jesus, I will fear you in the assembly of the saints. I will fear God, for this is the whole duty of man. Just the wives. Lord Jesus, as a wife, I will reverence my husband. Okay, just the husbands. Lord Jesus, as a husband, I will love my wife. Help me to have profound reverence and awe, especially towards God. Help me, Lord, to speak the truth. Help me, Father, to fear the judgments of God. Help me, Lord, not to take you for granted. Lord, I want your rest, peace, calmness, sleep and quietness. I will not fear death. Help me, Lord, to get rid of my nervous habits. Help me to have faith and trust and love of you. Forgive me, Lord Jesus, for my sins in this area. Help me to get my thinking straight. That I will respect you and fear you as you have said in your holy word. And help me, Lord, never to forget that you are a holy God and you want to be treated that way. Forgive me, Lord, for taking you casually and taking you for granted. I repent, and with your help, I will change my ways in the future. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Okay, you may be seated. Thou shalt take up this proverb against the king of Babylon and say, how hath the oppressor ceased, the golden city ceased? Come out, fears of insecurity, inferiority, self-pity, loneliness, timidity, shyness, inadequacy, ineptness. The Lord hath broken the staff of the wicked and the sceptre of the rulers. Come out, spirits of sensitiveness, self-awareness, fear of man, fear of disapproval. He who smote the people in wrath with a continual stroke, he that ruled the nations in anger is persecuted and none hindereth. Come out, spirits of persecution, unfairness, fear of judgment, fear of condemnation, fear of accusation, fear of reproof, sensitiveness. The whole earth is at rest and is quiet. They break forth into singing. Come out, spirits of paranoia, jealousy, envy, suspicion, distrust, persecution, fears, confrontation. Yea, the fir trees rejoice after thee, and the cedars of Lebanon, saying, since thou art laid down, no feller has come up against us. Come out, spirits of mental illness, mania, paranoia, hallucinations. Hell from beneath is moved for thee to meet thee at thy coming. It stirreth up the dead for thee, even all the chief ones of the earth. It hath raised up from their thrones all the kings of the nations. Come out spirits of jealousy, envy, suspicion, distrust, selfishness. All they shall speak and say unto thee, art thou also become weak as we? Art thou become like unto us? Come out spirits of worry, anxiety, fear, dread, apprehension. Thy pomp is brought down to the grave in the noise of thy vials. The worm is spread under thee, and the worms cover thee. Come out spirits of nervousness, tension, headache, nervous habits, restlessness, excitement, insomnia, roving. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? Come out spirits of mind-binding, fear of man, fear of failure. For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend unto heaven, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. Come out spirits of fears of all kinds, phobias of all kinds, hysteria, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Come out, spirits of fear of authority, lying, deceit. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. Come out, spirits of religious, fear of God, fear of hell, fear of lost salvation, fear of other gods. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, is this the man that made the earth to tremble, that did shake the kingdoms? Come out, spirits of inheritance, fears of ancestors, go in Jesus' name, that made the world a wilderness and destroyed the cities thereof, that opened not the house of his prisoners. Come out, spirits of doubt, unbelief, skepticism. All the kings of the nations, even all of them, lie in glory, every one in his own house. Come out, spirits of death, fear of death. But thou art cast out of thy grave like an abominable branch, as the raiment of those that are slain, thrust through with a sword, that go down to the stones of the pit, as a carcass trodden under feet. Come out, rejection, fear of rejection. Thou shalt not be joined with them in burial, because thou wast destroyed in thy land and slain thy people. The seed of evildoers shall never be renowned. Come out, spirits of discouragement. Prepare slaughter for his children for the iniquity of their fathers, that they do not rise nor possess the land, nor fill the face of the world with cities. For I will rise up against them, saith the Lord of hosts, and cut off from Babylon the name and remnant and the son and nephew, saith the Lord. I will also make it a possession for the veteran and pools of water. I will sweep it with a besom of destruction, saith the Lord of hosts. I command you, demons, to go in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind your power and drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Now come out, spirits of rejection. I call out the family of rejection in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, rejection, fear of rejection, self-rejection, inability to give and receive love, prenatal rejection, conception in lust, rejection from the mother and father, rejection from brothers and sisters, rejection from Christian brothers and sisters. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now line up in rank and file in order and come out quickly. And we remind you, demons, that you're going to be cast in the lake of fire and brimstone, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth, where the worm shall never die and the fire shall never be quenched. You'll be cast in there with your master Satan. You'll be in total loneliness and total despair. You have very little time left. You'll have worms on your head and maggots on your feet. Now come out of the people in Jesus' name. Come out. All that rejection and hurts and deep hurts and scars and this, I command you to come out of them in Jesus' name. Now loose them and set them free in Jesus' name. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyrus, and say unto him, Thus saith the Lord God, Thou sealest up the sum, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Thou hast been in the garden of Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering, the sardis, the topaz, the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, the carbuncle, and gold. The workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pieces was prepared in thee in the day that thou wast created. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created, till iniquity was found in thee. By the multitude of thy merchandise they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Therefore I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Thy heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou wast corrupted. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. I will cast thee to the ground. I will lay thee before kings, that they may behold thee. Thou hast defiled thy sanctuaries by the multitude of thine iniquities, by the iniquity of thy traffic. Therefore will I bring forth a fire from the midst of thee. It shall devour thee, and I will bring thee to ashes upon the earth in the sight of all them that behold thee. All they that know thee among the people shall be astonished at thee. Thou shalt be a terror, and never shalt thou be any more. Now come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I call out the spirits of bitterness. Bitterness, roots of bitterness, ruler of bitterness, resentment, hatred, unforgiveness. Come out. Hatred and self-hatred, we bind your power and drive you out in Jesus' name. Now come out. Violence, temper, anger, retaliation, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, spirits of bitterness. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, spirits of murder, suicide, death, abortion. I command you to go in Jesus' name. We break your power and drive you out in Jesus' name. And go, loose the people and set them free in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, fears of all types. We call it the families of fears. Dread, fright, alarm, panic, terror, trepidation, aversion, timidity, trembling, hesitation, fearful, apprehensive, afraid, premonition of evil, weakness, cowardice, sorrow, rage, anger, pain, caution, horror, bondage, solicitude, demonic love of God. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, spirits of fears. We command you to go in the name of Jesus Christ. You have no choice. You will come out in the name of Jesus Christ. And there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit. He cried out, saying, "Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God." And Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Hold thy peace and come out of him." And when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him. And they were all amazed, insomuch that they questioned among themselves, saying, "What thing is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority commandeth he even the unclean spirits, and they do obey him." Come out, all nervous habits, spirits of nervousness, excitable, irritation, jumpy, timidity, apprehensive, agitation, uneasy, unsteady, erratic, irregular, nervous breakdown, emotional disorder, worry, addictions, fearful, afraid, fear of man, fear of future, spirit of fear, lack of faith and trust, mental abuse, physical abuse. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. And even when the sun did set, they brought unto him all that were diseased and them that were possessed with devils. And all the city was gathered together at the door. And he healed many that were sick of divers diseases and cast out many devils and suffered not the devils to speak because they knew him. Now come out in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind your power. We drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. You have no choice. You will go in Jesus' name. Now line up in rank and file and order and come out quickly. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Every evil spirit that we've taken away your legal right, come out in Jesus' name. Come out, fear of rejection, fear of men's opinions, fear of disapproval, bitterness, rebellion, stubbornness, anti-submissiveness, disobedience, fear of criticism, insecurity, timidity, inadequacy, ineptness, distrust, fantasy, compromise, fear of failure, ego, pretense, argument, mockery, cynicism. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. And he preached in their synagogues throughout all Galilee and cast out devils. And there came a leper to him, beseeching him, and kneeling down to him, and saying unto him, "If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean." And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand, and touched him, and saith unto him, "I will, be thou clean." And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed. Come out, spirits of dread, apprehension, roving, restlessness, unreality, indifference, passivity of mind, lethargy, depression, discouragement, defeatism, hopelessness, heaviness, burden, forgetfulness, rationalization, deception, discontent, fatigue, selfishness, hypocrisy, smug complacency, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. And for he had healed many, insomuch that they pressed upon him for to touch him as many as had plagues. And unclean spirits, when they saw him, fell down before him and cried, saying, "Thou art the Son of God." And he straightly charged them that they should not make him known. And he goeth up into a mountain, and calleth unto him whom he would. And they came unto him. And he ordained 12 that they should be with him, that he might send them forth to preach. And they have power to heal sicknesses and to cast out devils. Come out, every spirit of shame, sexual impurity, cult involvement, embarrassment, self-will, disgust, worry, anxiety, fear of reproof, fear of confrontation, confusion, doubt, unbelief, indecision, procrastination, pride, play-acting, frustration, hyperactivity, carelessness, heedlessness. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. And the scribes which came down from Jerusalem said, "He hath Beelzebub, and by the prince of devils casteth he out devils." And he called them unto him and said unto them in parables, "How can Satan cast out Satan? And if a kingdom be divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house be divided against itself, that house cannot stand. And if Satan rise up against himself and be divided, he cannot stand but half an end. No man can enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he will first bind a strong man, and then he will spoil his house. Okay, we bind a strong man in Jesus' name. We spoil his house in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, we spoil your house, Satan. We call out fears of all types and phobias of all types. We command those to go in Jesus' name. We bind your power and we drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Now loose the people and set them free in Jesus' name. I'm going to go against these. There's about 210 fears that are listed by psychiatrists. Come out, spirits of fear of air, aloneness, animals, anything new, bacilli, bad men, barren space, barren a deformed child, bees, birds, blood, blushing, brain disease, bridges, burglars, buried alive, cats, change, childbirth, choking, cold, color, comet, confinement, contamination, corpses, crossing streets, crowds, dampness, darkness, dawn, daylight, death, defection, definite disease, deformity, demons, depth. How about that? Fear of demons. Depth, devil, dirt, disease, dogs, dolls, dust, eating, electricity, emptiness, being enclosed, fear of everything, examination, semen, sex. All these fears, we command those to go in Jesus' name. Now be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. We command you to go. You have no choice. You will go in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. And they came over into the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him. No, not with chains. Because he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces. Neither could any man tame him. And always night and day he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him, and cried with a loud voice and said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. For he said unto him, Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked him, What is thy name? And he answered, saying, My name is Legion, for we are many. And he besought him much that he would not send him away out of the country. Now was there nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding. And all the devils besought him, saying, Send us into the swine, that we may enter unto them. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine. And the herd ran violently down a steep place in the sea. They were about 2,000 and were choked in the sea. And they that fed the swine fled and told it in the city and in the country. And he went out to see what it was that was done. And he come to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. And they that saw it told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil and also concerning the swine. And they began to pray him to depart out of their coast. And when he was come into the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, Go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee and hath had compassion on thee. And he departed and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. Come out, all fear of excrement, eyes, failure, fatigue, fearing, feathers, female genitals, fever, filth, personal filth, fire, fish, floods, fog, food, forest, frogs, functioning, ghost, girls, lice, God, gravity, hair, heat, height, hell, heredity, high objects, house, ideas, infinity, injury, innovation, insanity, insects, jealousy, justice, knife, large objects, lift, life, lightning, fear of being locked in, fear of being looked at, machinery, man, many things, marriage, materialism, speaking aloud in spider. Come out, fears of all these things. We command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out of the people, fears of all types. And he called unto him the 12 and began to send them forth by two and two and gave them power over unclean spirits. Come out, fear of medicine, metals, meteors, mice, mine, mirror, missiles, moisture, money, motion, mist, naked body, name, needles, negroes, night, northern lights, novelty, odor, personal odor, open space, pain, parasites, people, place, pleasure, points, poison, poverty, precipices, punishment, rabies, railroad or train, rain, rectal excretia, rectum, red, responsibility, ridicule, right, river, robbers, rod, ruin, sacred things, scabies, school, scratches, sea, self, thunder, and time. Come out, all these spheres. And they cast out many devils and anointed with oil. Many were sick and healed them. And King Herod heard of him, for his name was spread abroad. And he said that John the Baptist was risen from the dead, and therefore mighty works do show forth themselves in him. Come out, all fear of sexual intercourse, shock, sin, sinning, sitting, sitting down, skin disease, skin lesion, skin of animals, sleep, small objects, smothering, snake, snow, solitude, sound, sourness, come out, all these fears. Fears of stairs, standing up and walking, stars, stealing, silly, stillness, stories, strangers, street, straying, sunlight, symbolism, syphilis, talking, tapeworms, taste, teeth, thinking. Come out, fear of being touched, travel, trembling, trichinosis, tuberculosis, vaccination, vehicle, venereal disease, void, vomiting, walking, water, weakness, wind, women, fear of hearing certain words, fear of work, fear of writing. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind your power and drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. And he said, that which cometh out of the man, that defileth the man. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these things come from within and defile the man. And we command those spirits to go in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind your power and drive you out. Every spirit that I've read in the Bible, I command you to come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Now go, loose them and set them free in Jesus' name. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Any spirits of psychoneurosis, anxiety, compulsions, repressed emotional excitement, obsessive, kleptomania and other manias, disassociated personalities, psychotherapy, hysteria, neuroasthenia, fears, phobias and fears of, all fears of all types and all the phobias. Come out, spirits of traumatic neurosis. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind your power and we drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Now come out, loose us and set us free in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, all schizophrenia and paranoia. We call out rejection, rebellion, root of bitterness, double-mindedness, paranoia, mental illness, self, the family of self-demons, self-accusation, lust, depression, fears, control, indecision, unfairness, talkativeness, accusation towards others, false compassion, guilt, perfection, soul ties, demonic subjection, phobias, tranquilizing drugs, demonic techniques. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, every spirit of schizophrenia, simple schizophrenia, paranoid schizophrenia, catatonic schizophrenia, double schizophrenia, mania, psychosis, schizophrenia, hebephrenic, schizophrenia general, schizophrenic schizoid, dementia, we call it the spirit of dementia, dementia schizophrenia, praecox, dementia, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out all manic depressive, psychosis, in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out all paranoia and fears, and neurosis and all your families. We command those to go in Jesus' name. We bind your power and we drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Now come out. Line up in rank and file in order and come out of the people. In the name of Jesus Christ, we command you to go. Now loose them and set them free in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ. Praise God. Brother Ben or Sister Linda.
I am free. I have free. Jesus' blood has paid my debt on Calvary, and the precious blessed Holy Ghost in my heart is now the host. Let's sing that together. For I am free. I am free. Jesus' blood has paid my debt on Calvary. And the blessed Holy Ghost in my heart is now the host. Hallelujah, precious Savior, I am free. I am free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Amen. We'll sing one more. Who has a song this afternoon? Oh, that one we sang. Okay. Oh, Lord, you're beautiful. Oh, Lord, you're beautiful. Your grace is all I see. For when your eyes are on this child, your grace abounds to me. Today, we thank you, Lord, for the word of truth that quickens and makes alive and sets the captive free. We pray, Lord, that the word would take root today and it would grow in our hearts and do a work in righteousness in Jesus' name. And Lord, we also pray for the food that you've provided for us. We ask your blessing upon it in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Come and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, unto the house of our
word of the
End of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.